Betty with all sore throat, cough, and congestion. Insert A122 over 80, pulse 68, temp 98, weight 171. Throat red with some localized puffs on the left. Septum pharyngitis, Panamoxil, 500 milligrams, TID, home rest, patient ed, review state. James Bates, he comes in. He had his studies done. He's had no further bleeding. His INR was inadequate this yesterday, but he has missed some doses. Insert A128 over 78, pulse 60, irregular weight 242, heart sounds irregular, lungs clear. No edema. Carotid duplex 0 to 40%, usually around 20% cross sectional area reduction. Assessment, he's got carotid stenosis. His cholesterol is controlled. He's quit smoking and he's quit drinking. He may finish up his sucralfate and his protonics and follow up in 3 months. Patient ed review statement. Sandra Brazelton, she comes for a physical exam. She doesn't want a pelvic or rectal exam. Her blood pressures have been doing well. She did not take her Cymbalta. She feels cold all the time with her chief complaint, period. Paragraph, past medical history, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, carpal tunnel syndrome, hypertension, abnormal mammograms with cysts and degenerative arthritis, past surgical history, left colonic resection, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, lumbar laminectomy, allergies, Lortab, ACE inhibitors, medication, L-thyroxine, Vivel, Crestor, Losartan, HCTZ, and Ultrasound. Social history, she does not smoke or drink. Family history, mother had a heart attack, father had tuberculosis, 132-point ROS unchart. Objective 124 over 62, temp 98.2, weight 155, height 5'4", female physical. All the same down the abdomen. She's got several well-healed abdominal scars. She's got a scar over her lumbar spine. Pelvic and rectal deferred to her gynecologist, EKG. Does now show some ST segment depression in the lateral leads. Assessment, she seems to have some new ST segment depression, and I would suggest, because of her family history, that she undergo further evaluation plan. She's going to see her cardiologist and have a stress test, hopefully. Period. She also has been told she should have colonoscopy done since it's been 10 years. She's going to get a urinalysis and stool hemoculture. She's recently had blood work. Patient had review statement follow-up. James T. Green, he comes for a physical exam. He states he's short of breath chronically, but doing well. He's taken his Coumadin for pulmonary emboli. He's passing his urine all right. Past medical history, COPD, esophageal reflux, prostate cancer, right pulmonary mass, bilateral pulmonary emboli, bradycardia, left lung branch block, and a pacemaker, gastric polyps, past surgical history, prostate surgery, and a pacemaker, allergies, Darvon, medications, Combivent, Prevacid, Lovastatin, Furosemide, Coumadin, Lisinopril, Ranitidine, Carafate, social history, does not currently smoke or drink. Family history, his mother had a heart attack, father had arthritis, and diabetes, 132-point ROS on chart, male physical, 110 over 78, pulse 62, temp 96.5, weight 196, height 5'8". HENT's got cataracts and a chest, increased dorsal kyphosis, pacemaker in the right subclavicular area, abdomen same, rectal, absent prostate, extremities same, neurologic same. EKG shows a left Hallermann's block and a first-degree AB block. Assessment, he's stable at this time. Plan, check appropriate blood work, including proton INRs, electrolytes, cholesterol, CBC, PSA. Follow 3 months. He should get monthly proton INRs. Patient had review step. Tim Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, he wanted to tell me that he was off of interferon. He was still undergoing dialysis and doing well. He wanted his testosterone level checked, his blood sugar checked, and he informed me that he was going to try to stop smoking marijuana for his family's sake. Insert A123 over 63, pulse 62, weight 136, chest clear, heart sounds regular. Blood sugar 102. Plan, I gave him a requisition to get a testosterone level. Patient had review statement. Karen Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R. She comes in for a week. She's had a urine spin dark. She started itching, and she had some diarrhea on Saturday. She was seen by another employee and noted to be jaundiced and sent to me today with some blood work. period. She has almost no abdominal pain, no fever, no chills, nausea, or vomiting. Period. Insert A132/78, pulse 70, temp 97.6, weight 198. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear, abdomen soft, bowel sounds present, no hepatosplenomegaly. Her urine has 4 plus bilirubin, 2 plus blood, 1 plus leukocytes. Her lab work reveals a bilirubin of 6.4, AST of 210, and an ALT of 753. Excuse me, ALT of 508, ALP-FOS of 753. Her white count 6,700. Hematocrit is 43.3. Assessment, she has jaundice. Etiology unclear at this time. Plan, she's being admitted for abdominal ultrasound and further evaluation of her hepatobiliary tree. Patient had review statement, follow-up. Helen Norcross, she's got a sinus infection. She wants to see an ENT, but wants something done today. Insert A136/84, pulse 76, weight 114, heart sounds regular, lungs clear, throat posterior drainage plan, amoxil, Flonase nasal spray, referral to Dr. Canonico, C-O-N-O-N-I-C-O. Patient had review statement. Tammy Sholey, Sholey, subjective. She's been overweight and had an elevated hemoglobin A1C. She's lost down to a BMI of 27.3. Insert A132/78, pulse 68, weight 140, heart sounds regular, lungs clear. Blood sugar, fasting 111, hemoglobin A1C 5.8. Assessment, increased risk for diabetes, plan, stress, diet, weight loss, carbohydrate restriction, follow up with physical exam. Mary Cook, she's doing well. She has some spasms in her hands. She wants her medicines refilled. She wants some physical therapy. Insert A130/80, pulse 76, weight 187, heart sounds regular, lungs clear, plan. We'll give her some aqua therapy. We refilled her alprazolam, her atenolol, Nexium, lisinopril, and we'll check her lipid profile. Patient had review statement. Andy Groves, she's taking his Coumadin, doing well, no bleeding, no chest pain without new PND, no increased swelling. He has a problem with some odor around his penis and leaks somewhat. Insert A132/84, pulse 74, weight 318, heart sounds regular, lungs clear. Plan, check his INR monthly. We're going to get a testosterone. Diana Groves, she had her shoulder fixed. She had blood work done. She's doing better. She's lost some weight. Insert A weight down to 183, blood pressure 130/79, glucose 134, triglycerides 286. Her hemoglobin A1C is down to 7. Assessment improving. Plan, continue current regimen. Patient had review statement. Annie Parton comes in for a physical exam. She's had frequency of urination, wants a urine evaluation. She is taking all of her medicines. She has pain when she eats over her left chest. Past medical history, hypertension, breast cancer, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, ureteralithiasis, colon polyps, osteoporosis, reflux, and aortic stenosis. Past surgical history, left mastectomy, allergies, tape, iodine, Cipro, C-chloractanil. Social history, she doesn't smoke or drink. Family history, her parents had arthritis, had a brother and sister with cancer, and her mother had a stroke. 132-point ROS on chart, objective 130/80, pulse 80, weight 153, height 5'1.5", female physical, HNT, she's had surgery on her right eye, down to her chest, she's got a left mastectomy with no local recurrence, pelvic exam, same. Under cardiac, she's got a 2 out of 6 systolic murmur on the left sternal border. Assessment, she's got aortic stenosis. I don't know why she hurts when she eats. Plan referral to cardiology for her aortic stenosis. Referral to GI for EGD. Check appropriate blood work. Mammograms, DEXA scans. Patient had review statement and follow-up. James Berkman, B-U-R-K-M-A-N. He comes in today. He feels poorly. His libido's down. He's hurting in his back. He's hurting in his arms. He's not having chest pain. He does have a strong family history of coronary disease with a brother who's had stents, and he has hyperlipidemia and has refused statins in the past. Past medical history, reflux, coronary artery, family history of coronary disease, degenerative arthritis, S1 and S2, tinnitus, TMJ syndrome, and psoriasis. Medications include Protonix, allergies none listed, social history, he does not smoke. Objective 140 over 88, pulse 74, temp 97.5, weight 183. HNT unremarkable, neck pain's not elevated, thyroid not enlarged, chest clear, auscultation percussion, cardiac normal, first and second heart sounds, abdomen soft, extremities not edematous. A 12 lead EKG shows possible inferior infarct with some Q waves. Assessment, he's extremely high risk with hyperlipidemia, family history, and an abnormal EKG. Plan referral to cardiology. Check appropriate blood work. Follow-up. Patient had a review statement.